Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey.
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 Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
We got a name.
We got a name.
We got a name for this old podcast thing that we do. But what is that name,
Mr. Matriarchs of Mozzarella Matriarchs.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Mozzarella
Matriarchs.
Mozzarella Matriarchs.
The Staten Island queens themselves, VH1's Mob Wives.
Ugh.
Season 1, Episode 2.
God, these ladies.
Guys, it's been a good week. Where
this
in the
is
future?
Carrie trying to bring that Hollywood magic. We've literally recorded, we are recording this episode right after recording episode 1.
Do you love that?
And I love you pretending that it's a week has passed.
We're in the future.
Yeah, it's been a great week.
We talked about the explosive first episode of season 1 of Mob Wives, and episode 2 is just as explosive.
These ladies are ramping up, they are entering just a full scream zone where they never stop screaming.
Yeah. They are choking each other out in bars. We come up, I just want to get right into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to The
Matriarchs of Mozzarella.
Okay, so Renee, we come up on Renee still scrap.
Grappling with the reality that she just died. Life flashed before her eyes, and now she's come back to life.
She's in a scrap with all the ladies, and then at one point, I swear she just goes gay. I heard that.
Really?
Or was she saying day, or she said something, but it sounded like she was going gay.
She was having post brush with death hallucinations.
Yeah, there's a gay.
Gay.
It's wild, though.
We start episode 2 right before
the strangling.
The strangling.
So we have to. We went too far.
We went too far.
That's okay.
I went too far. I took things too far.
Things are building up.
Things are building
up. Karen and Drita start fighting at one point.
Yeah, Drita. Well, Drita goes outside to Renee, and she's like, "You still mad at me?" And then Renee goes, "You got some balls."
You got some balls.
And she literally. Everyone sounds like Tom Hardy at this point.
Yeah, they're all Cockney.
They're like Tom Hardy doing a mobster. I need everyone to live through the trauma that I've experienced and watch the movie Capone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was not only one of the worst movies I've ever seen, it also is has so many scenes of Tom Hardy shitting his pants as a demented mob boss and literally shitting his pants, but and just it's harrowing, and everyone's starting to remind me of Tom Hardy, like Amazing. Playing like Bane or Capone or like just like Staten Island characters.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. You got some balls.
You got some balls. You've got some balls.
And Drita's getting fucking heated.
They're also all so drunk.
They're taking shots of tequila.
They've been ripping tequila shots for like 2 straight hours in a bar that's like populated by 6 people.
If I took one shot of tequila at this state,
you'd be blackout.
I would melt.
Me too.
Into a pile of gasoline.
I would, yeah, I would burst into flames.
Mm-hmm.
So they start fighting. Drita and then Renee start fighting.
And they are getting in each other's faces. And Drita, like, she's a transformer when she gets mad. Her face shifts into the face of a demon.
Yeah, she's like, she's ready to go.
Her lips, like, curl back. It's like almost like a dog when it gets angry.
Yeah. It is. It's like a shark slash dog. Like she's
where
like
you bare your teeth.
She's
her
a
lips
Doberman.
Get very thin. Yeah, she goes, hey, and like and she's getting in Renee's face. Renee's getting in her face. Drita's putting her finger up, which Renee does not like it.
No, don't you put a finger up to me. No fingers to me.
No finger in my face. And then Carla
grabs Renee and puts her in like a soft chokehold to get her to like stop, like
just a light choke,
just to stop her from like about to smack Drita in the face, just to stop her from doing that. And Renee's face is and as we discussed in the first episode, she like has a complete flash of her life and is like, this is her being whacked.
She fully experiences
she's going to
death.
Swim with the fishes.
And much like how I stand by the need for like small guns to like put people in their place.
Yeah.
I also stand by like a soft choke.
Oh, I love a soft choke.
Like if someone's really acting up, they're gonna get a soft choke.
Yeah, but
and
Renee
that's like an appropriate response. Renee. But anyone the flip side of that is that anyone that needs a soft choke will interpret the soft choke as getting whacked.
She looks positively horrified at this moment.
Like, I had to soft choke a friend once because she was starting and she interpreted it as like I abused her. And that simply was not the case.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say that here and now. Drita calms down. Everything kind of, I guess, tapers off.
Yeah,
like,
the choke works.
The choke works. And then it cuts to Drita's confessional, and she goes, Carla was like, I had to choke because Drita was gonna kill her. And then Drita goes, when I hit you, you're going down. You're going to the hospital. You're getting plastic surgery. An ambulance is sure to come.
She's serious.
She is.
She's like 100% like going to commit like attempted murder.
An ambulance is sure to come.
Yeah. She's she has sent people, like she was that woman that you told that story on the bonus episode who got like a bottle smashed on her face at the Abbey by that lesbian rock star.
But was that lesbian rock star actually Drita DeVanzo? Because an ambulance is sure to come.
She's an Albanian pit bull.
She like I wouldn't fuck with any of the mob wives. Like, I wouldn't try and scuffle with them. I wouldn't try and scuffle with anyone. Like, the extent of my scuffling is truly a soft choke. But
yeah.
A soft choke at distance, also with, like, a long arm, you can soft choke someone and they're just far away from you.
Renee has almost, like, that face she made was, like, bordering on, like, divine from, like, like a John Waters, like
it
that
was
kind of
John Waters.
That was true camp. Like the face she made was above and beyond what was happening. It was incredible. So we cut to the next morning, and Drita's—they're all going to like pump sweat out their.
Carla summoned Drita to help to go work out with her.
Drita goes. She goes. I hate going to the gym when I'm hungover.
Who wants to do that?
Carla's. Loves wearing a gym cap.
She loves wearing like a bejeweled, like, what is that kind of hat?
It's like a newsboy hat. Conductor hat.
Yeah.
It's like newsboy hats, I feel like, are more floppy on top. Yeah. This is a little more structured, but has like, it's like bedazzled or has like grommets on it.
She loves to wear like a cap. They love wearing baseball hats at the gym.
They love it. I like Drita's white baseball hat was really like chicking me out. I was like, this is cute.
They kind of just like recap the night. And they're just like pumping iron together.
Yeah, lifting weights. And Carla at one point goes, the whole party went dead. Dead silent. And I just wrote,
what party?
Who else was at the party?
There were like,
it was just you guys.
There were like four men there.
A bartender.
In bootcut jeans and a bartender.
There was no party guests.
Nary a party to be seen.
The mystery continues.
I want to know where this party... Like, I am a... total Carla party truther now, and I'm not convinced that there was a party. I think it's like
we're gonna film the three of you at the bar, and then one other person is gonna come. That person's Karen, so that makes four, and then that's four people at the bar.
Carla's like, four is a party, baby.
More than two, it's a party.
Renee confides in AJ and like seeks his advice, and I was like, this is not okay.
AJ, I believe, is like always just trying to find a moment of peace in his house, like just eating some like hummus and a cracker, like praying his mother doesn't descend on him with like her chaos. And like just when he thinks he's about to just have a chill snack time, Renee comes down, she corners him, finds him, and then regales him with her drama.
And at one point, he just goes, Mom, stop yelling.
She's screaming.
She's having like a one-sided conversation. Like, she's talking at him, not to him.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they didn't even say hi. Like,
no.
He's sitting there and she's like, so you want to hear what happened last night?
So you want to hear what happened last night?
So I get to the party and I'm doing shots.
And he's just like, and at one point he goes, wait, so now you're mad at Drita? Like, what's going on? Like, he's like trying to focus, but he also... I think he just, like, totally understands that his mom is a little unhinged.
She's kooky.
And I just love that. Mom, stop yelling.
I love just launching.
She gets up and stands and, like, gets in his face about how mad she is about other people.
Yeah. She goes, they set me the fuck up.
She set me up.
They set me the fuck up. And he goes, so you're mad. Like, why are you mad at Karen?
Why are you mad at Karen?
She goes, why am I mad at Karen? Because she told me some shit that I didn't want to really hear. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, all right. She's being honest.
She's having like a...
She's projecting.
She's assessing what's going on in like a true to the narrative way.
Yeah.
So at least... And like later you see her admitting some stuff, like admitting that maybe she was wrong. So I was like, okay, she's not totally crazy. Like she's not in a place of Teresa.
No, she's not like Teresa or Danielle who are like, I think, possible sociopaths. Like
she's trying to kill me.
Yeah, I think she's just like very damaged.
Yeah, she's heated, and then she also thinks she's a mobster, but then when she comes off that heated mobster ledge, she realizes the truth of the matter, and then she starts to think, and then she's also in therapy, so that's like good for her.
She might be grappling with some kind of substance issue, but she at one point she blames Carla and Drita for getting her drunk.
They
got me drunk! And then AJ's like, what?
And Carla calls her right in the middle of her rant. And then she goes, hey, Renee. And then Renee is pissed. She goes, hey, Carla, what's doing?
Wow.
She's trying to power move her.
Yeah.
But then then Carla really... She gets Renee in a softer, more vulnerable place because she invites her over for food. She says, why don't you bring AJ over? I'll cook for you.
Yeah,
food
like,
is the way to Renee's heart.
They live like across the street from each other.
Yeah. And I'm like, if any of these women wanted to cook for me, I would 1000% go right over to their house and eat dinner.
Renee goes, I felt set up. And Carla, like, without saying it, basically is like, no shit, you did, Renee. Like, that's the story of your life. You think everyone had said it. She's just kind of like, she goes, I know.
Mm-hmm. And Renee is like, you got me drunk. And she's like, you got yourself drunk.
Yeah. She's like, oh, okay. Well, that's, you know.
Well, you're bribing me with food. She goes, yeah. She goes, all right. She's pretty easy to talk her off the ledge after everything's said and done.
Renee does see the logic in what Karen said. She's like, okay, so you're more upset about your dad's being loyal. Like, my dad... Okay, she's like, you're upset that my dad was disloyal to mobsters when you're not upset about our parents committing murder. And
yeah.
And Renee's kind of like, you know, I see there's some dysfunction in that.
She goes, you know, she said something that's been sitting with me. It's been sitting with me. Been thinking about it.
It's sweet. Yeah. She's having like a revelation.
They were good with him when he was committing murders, but not when he was cooperating. So when he was committing murders, they were good. But then when cooperating, no good.
Yeah.
I love her. Like, she really had a breakthrough in that moment.
She did. I think she's like, it's like one of those things where you realize something about like your family of origin or something, and you're like, you say it to someone else when you're an adult as if it's normal, and they're like, that's not normal or something. And you're oh, that is not, that's dysfunction. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that's been normalized, and you're just like, oh, that's not okay. Or like, that's weird.
Normalized murder.
Normalized, but this, in this instance, murder.
Yeah. I love, like, just the sheer amount of death that, like, enshrouds people living this type of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Is terrifying to
me. It's crazy. And like I think she's kind of dismantling the patriarchy in this moment in a way, or she's like starting to sort of untangle the webs.
Pulling strings and things are unraveling.
Yeah. She's like the phone operators in her head are like taking wires. Dude, please hold. Please hold. Please hold.
Drita, meanwhile, is at her house with her girls, just trying to get, she goes, why is this broken and why is this on my table? And then one of the girl, her little girls goes, she broke it. And Drita goes, she ratted you right out.
She what?
She ratted you right out.
She ratted you right out.
She says to her daughters, she ratted you right out.
Tattletale. No one likes a tattletale.
Yeah. Drita's, we get a little backstory on her marriage to Lee. And they were married when she was 23. She was 6 weeks pregnant with her first daughter, Aaliyah. And she goes, boom, the feds came. He was just done. And he went to jail for 9 years. And then, or no, 5 years.
5 years.
Then came out when Aaliyah was 5. Was out for a minute and then went right back to jail.
In that time, she had another baby.
Yeah, Giselle.
Giselle.
Also, Aaliyah is spelled A-L-E-E-Y-A. Yeah, I was a nod to Lee.
Yeah.
Literal.
Probably.
Yeah. No, it is, definitely.
So we just see, like, she's been apart from him more than she's been with him.
Yeah, she's just like...
And now they have 2 children, so she's fucking... stuck with him for life.
And she doesn't know if she wants to stay, like, wait for him to get out of jail this time. Like, she's pretty done.
I think she's having an affair.
Oh, really?
I just feel like she's stepping. I think they're both, like...
Why wouldn't you have an affair?
Yeah, I would, too. I think I'm go for it. I'm just saying, like, I feel like she's...
True. When she was, like, talking, when she's like, and I'm waiting for him. And most women, they wouldn't do that. I know women who are sleeping fucking 5 or 6 guys in a night. Or like, and I was like, you know a lot about...
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's not, but I just have a feeling. Or, like, she's having, like, I could see her having, like, an emotional affair with someone.
She's so hot. She should be fucking someone.
Get rid of this... loser. I'm sorry.
Cold cuts.
Cold cut, man. He only calls you when he wants a cold cut.
He literally makes you go shopping and send him cold cuts all the time.
I don't like it.
Me neither.
Justice for Drita.
Yeah, she's got to leave his ass. They were then, well, I looked it up. He got out of jail eventually after this time from the era that we're watching on TV. Got out of jail, got in trouble again for having guns in the house. She got arrested. She got off And then he went right back to jail. So he's just like been in jail. He loves it there.
He can't get enough.
It literally is cold cut heaven.
Yeah. He just eats meat and bell peppers.
Bell peppers, some olives, some mozzarella. Oh my God, Carrie.
What?
Did you hear what I'm doing this fall?
No.
I'm taking Sex Unique Podcast on tour.
Wait a minute. I'm doing that too.
I know.
We're going on tour.
We're going on fucking tour. Tickets are going fast. In fact, one of the Chicago shows sold the fuck out.
You're kidding me.
Well, we added a second.
Oh, God.
Head to LarsMarie.com to purchase tickets.
That's LarsMarie.com to get yours now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Renee takes AJ to her ex's house, Junior, and it's kind of cute. Right? Is it his house or their house?
I think he comes over to
her
house.
Oh, he comes over to their house. There's one point where they're sitting. I'm sorry, Renee's house looks really cozy.
Yeah, it looks pretty cozy.
I want to like curl up on the couch while she makes me minestrone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a random Barbie doll facing behind Junior and AJ.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's weird. Renee.
I could see Renee having like a thing for Barbies.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of cute together. She's like, I have a lot of love for Junior, just not in love with him.
You can see the attraction.
Yeah.
That, like she married him when she was 20 and he was fresh out of jail. And she said that no one would ever date her because her dad was too scary, so she could never get a boyfriend. And then Junior came around and they were engaged within a month and a half. of meeting each other, which yeah. I think is always a bit of a red flag.
They had like a whirlwind romance, I think.
Yeah, but they've only been divorced for 2 years, but separated for a really long time.
For like 12 years.
Yeah, and they're like, I think it's probably just like a highly volatile, explosive, terrible relationship.
Oh, totally.
That AJ has found himself right in the middle of.
Yeah, just trying to like detach himself. But he has bad grades, so she's like, we gotta figure something out here. He's not getting good marks.
Yeah.
Marking periods. And I had like full body chills remembering marking periods.
Like every midway point through the semester of getting your grades. Yeah. I was like really feeling AJ's pain.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had like a 46 at one point. I was like.
Yeah, me too. She's like, if you get all 80s and above in every class, your father will buy you a car.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. I'm like.
I wish someone would challenge me with that right now.
I was like, she's a good parent.
If they can both agree, but I got the sense that like they set boundaries and then those are not enforced.
Junior's like, do you want to come kill someone with me?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'll come watch.
Also, it's like when your father figure has been missing out of your life in jail, living a life of crime, like you're not having like a sense of guidance of like the payoff behind getting good grades. Like, and I feel like it's so much more likely that AJ will find himself in like a life of crime as well.
Yeah.
Sad.
Or maybe not.
I know. By the end of this episode, I was like, I really felt for Renee because I was like, it would feel so out of control to have a son that is just like failing out of school. And you're just like, I need this kid to like do well and go to college, but there's no way I can't control any of that.
Yeah,
so
it's
he
like
could just be like a fuck up and then like
join.
Yeah.
It's like she has admiration for this lifestyle, but she also doesn't want her son to be part of it.
Yeah. And it's
classic.
Interesting too, because in the first episode, she was like, I have no problem with like the mafia lifestyle or whatever, because the men don't bring any pain on their families. And I was like, that's just flat out not true.
It's not true. And also sometimes they get their families killed.
Yeah, or they're like in jail and missing, and that
yeah.
hurts their family.
Yeah.
So that's like not, I was like,
she's brainwashed.
Yeah.
She's like in a cult.
Mm-hmm. It is like a cult.
It's a true cult. We go over to Karen's apartment where she's being put up. I think it's in like Hoboken or Jersey.
It had a Hoboken vibe.
It was not.
It was giving me the same energy of
Albie and Chris's.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a cute place.
No, her couch haunted me.
Hideous. Her cousin comes over who literally looks like she's in The Sopranos.
Cousin Rena.
Yeah. Cousin Rena, who I think's her father was blown up in a car because her dad and her father are brothers.
Oh, was that the uncle that was blown up?
I think maybe. Their dads are brothers.
Yeah.
Cousin
Karen
Rena
loves remembering. She's like, and I remember when my uncle's car blew up and my dad was there with him. She lives for that moment. And she just talks more about like,
I'm kind of over Karen.
I know. I don't like Karen at all. I'm like, you're a poser.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to like profit off of this like juicy family stuff.
You left Staten Island, boo.
Yeah. You,
honey,
go back to Arizona.
You took to the Western expanse and you left your homeland. And now you're coming back expecting to be the queen bee again.
You crossed the Mississippi.
You crossed the Mississippi. You can't come back and cross Perth Amboy.
Go have a pool party.
Go have a pool party or something out in the desert.
Go clean the dust off your outdoor dining table. We don't want none of your bullshit around here. Staten Island strong.
She just like comes back and is like, it's so hard being like, you know.
No, she's like,
it's so hard to be back when everyone knows you.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah,
blah,
blah, blah. Rena's like, fuck you.
Rena's like,
here.
My dad's dead.
My dad blew up in a car.
You're literally sitting here. Meanwhile.
Yeah. You were selling ecstasy in Phoenix.
Yeah. You had the largest ecstasy ring, running the largest ecstasy ring in all of Arizona. Fucking bitch.
Carla's husband calls and asks for tomatoes and mozzarella.
He goes, tomato. I need a tomato. I haven't had a good tomato in 3 years.
Yeah. Just more meat.
Everyone's obsessed with meats. I was like, he needs to go to the prison that that other guy's in.
Yeah.
Drita's has. He needs to get to that prison where you can just get cold cut, like fresh cold cuts.
He's in Maryland.
No tomatoes in Maryland.
No tomatoes in Maryland.
They split up right before he went to prison. And Carla says that Joe thought prison would bring him and Carla closer together. And she was like, no.
Yeah.
Carla's I like, love that line of thinking of being like, now me going away to prison like is a chance for us to get closer.
I think Carla has been deprogrammed.
Yeah.
She's been in some like really good therapy. She's like, I'm not, you know, enabling this anymore. And I'm not like being complicit in this weird.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Love. It'll be a chance for us to get closer. It literally won't because you're going to be in prison and I'll be here.
Yeah.
With our family. I'll be here raising our kids.
Making them tomatoes.
And you are going to be in prison.
Yeah.
So we won't be closer. We'll actually be much farther away. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But Carla hasn't told her kids that Joe's
in jail. He just like talks to the kids and they're like, hey, dad.
He's just at work.
He's away.
He's working.
Yeah.
But where? That seems really unsustainable. And kids? I also don't think that that's necessarily. I mean, do what you got to do. But.
No, it's not. I mean, if they're really little, I can see it. But like, they're going to know at a certain point. Like,
well, you are on TV.
Yeah. And also like your dad, like you're like, oh, other kids' parents are home.
They work and yeah, they come. Where is he working that he's away?
Construction.
I need to know
sons
more.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. Joe's on the phone. He goes, you need to look for a collage place that sells picture frames.
Carla like starts crying.
Because I want to put all the cards that you guys have sent me over the years in a collage. And then when I think about doing something stupid, I'll look at them and then I'll not do it. And that's when I would cry too. I'd be like, this man just straight up doesn't understand.
He doesn't get it. And he's that means that he's committing just crime after crime in jail.
You haven't learned anything. And now, and why you're asking me to go do this? Like, you go do it.
And in a sense, he's asking her to like stay with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing with these mobsters. They always like, they want to step out on their wives, but then they're also like, can't live without them.
Yeah, it's like a mother complex.
Yeah,
because I think like a lot of Italian men have like really complicated relationships with their mothers, and like that thing where it's like you're too close.
I mean, AJ and Renee.
Yeah, obsessed, and your mother is obsessed with you, and so you need your wife is also your mommy.
Yeah,
but then you need to have like
a mommy that you can
play time.
Fuck.
Well, a mommy that you can just like pound missionary style, and then you go find your whores elsewhere.
Give me those. Listen to you, you fucking whore. Remember on Serial Mom? Okay, we're gonna talk about Serial Mom again. Listen to you, you fucking whore.
I haven't watched it yet.
Cocksucker.
I need
watch it like.
I need
soon
to
as
watch
I
it tonight. Yeah, I will. I promise.
Renee goes, you think I don't know about her son's report card?
Well, Drita
first
meets with some rando for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just talks more about like her Albanian family disowning her. And then she's like, your husband doesn't tell you what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And like just saying like the wives have no idea.
Yeah.
Like they're just like powerless.
Yeah.
Beings in this universe. But then AJ comes home.
He's like flopping hard in like
he gym. Flops even harder. Yeah.
In, like gym.
A 46 in gym. That's
he's doing
unacceptable.
I think he's doing it as a reaction to
this is a cry for help.
Yeah.
This is a child in crisis.
Renee goes, you think I don't know? And then she goes, look at these grades. A 46? And I was like, in there.
Yeah, biology.
But not in gym. No. You just have to, like, walk the track in gym.
Yeah, like, gym is, like...
I would just, like, walk the track and, like, talk to girls.
Yeah.
Like, talk to my girls in the
gym
school.
Was my strong point. I was like 46 in any maths and biology, which I failed and did summer school for after my freshman year of high school.
Damn.
I went full AJ in the first half of high school.
Renee goes, when he's a man, he has bigger responsibilities than a woman. I was like,
it's important that AJ do well in school because he's a man. He has more responsibilities and he has to take care of a family. I was like, well, way to put the fucking pressure on him.
Yeah. Also, wow.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Like, doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Drita calls Lee and she goes, hey, do you miss me? And Lee goes, yeah. And she goes, well, don't sound so enthusiastic about it.
Their relationship is...
He sounds exactly like Joe Giudice.
Yeah, he does.
He goes, oh, Dre, I don't know. He goes, when are you going to be out? 2-3 And he goes, probably 2 or 3 years, maybe more.
This is like their date. This is like a date for them.
Yeah.
Like, this is the majority of their relationship has been spent with him inside prison and her, like, in a flirty sweatsuit on the couch being like, when do you think you're going to get out?
Yeah. Do you miss me?
And him. Yeah. So he's like going to meet with the parole board. He doesn't know if he's going to get 2 more years or like 4 more years.
He doesn't want to leave.
No. And he's really like in the dark. I'm like, how the fuck do you not know like what your deal is? And she's pissed and rightly so.
Yeah. She's like, you're just not in our lives. Like, you're just not going to be in your children's lives. And he's like, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Oh no, 2-3 years?
Two?
What? I don't know. One year? Three?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10. Who knows? She's like, 10? 1, 2, maybe 9.
Maybe 15 years.
18, 20.
Maybe the whole rest of my life.
Maybe 1, 2, or 3.
Maybe just 1 year.
It's literally, you can't get a straight answer out of this kid.
Yeah.
This is now when they start going, this kid that. She goes, how long is this kid going to be in there?
Maybe about he's not her own in jail. Husband.
What if he's not? He's getting cold cuts. I've never heard of a jailbird getting cold cuts. He's like, what if he's just at someone's house?
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
When I first was in recovery, I knew someone that was like very helpful to me and some other people that were in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was going to jail for some stuff and was happening. It was like pending. But he was like, I'm still going to like hang in there with all of you guys. So it was like very inspiring.
Yeah.
Like he was
like, we'll call you from jail.
Like, no, but he was like, you know, he was like, to me, like a model of someone who's in sobriety, like someone who's, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm only telling this because of this twist. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went, we had this like tearful goodbye dinner. Like he was leaving.
To go turn himself in to serve.
Well, he was
jail time.
Yeah, he was going to serve.
Yeah.
He was like, write me all this stuff. He lied.
No.
He didn't go to jail.
Where
did
he go?
He just moved to the South and started a whole new life. And like lied to all of us and was not actually going to prison and made the whole thing up. And what? Like, yeah.
As just a way to like.
I don't know what it was. It was some weird like. Twisted thing, but like it was.
How did you guys find out?
How did I find out? I asked my friend. I was like, hey, what's his prison address? Like, I want to write him a letter. And he was like, I hate to tell you this, but he made the whole thing up. He's a very sick person. And I was like, oh my god.
Did that person know that he was making it up the whole time?
This person drove him to jail. Like, they were best friends. He drove him to prison to like drop him off.
And then he said, like, and dropped him in the parking
months
lot.
Months later, I called after I got to try to get sober again. And I was like, I really want to talk to him. Like, do you have his info so I can write to him? And this person was like, he isn't actually in prison and he made the whole thing up and fooled all of us. I'm really sorry to tell you. Like, it was all fake.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did you ever look him up or anything?
Yeah.
And he's fully just like living.
He was like living another life down south with like a person. And I was just like,
whoa.
And I like blocked him and all because I was freaked out by him.
Yeah. But that's like a not like a really unnecessary scam.
Yeah.
Like, but, what is there to hide? I love, like,
I think it was like an attempt. I think it was like almost like Munchausen, kind of like some kind of like attention.
You wanted, like,
you wanted sympathy. Like, it was some
people
weird
to grieve.
Yeah. Weird.
That's so bizarre. Lee could be totally faking jail.
Maybe. He's just with his...
with his gumar.
His gumar.
9 years. Dreed has waited, I guess, 9 years total for him to, like, get the fuck
together.
Out of jail.
He needs to get his shit together.
She needs to leave him. So she goes... I don't want to go food shopping. After that conversation, I don't want to go food shopping. I want to go get a drink with my girl. And so she goes out for drinks with Carla.
To Buddha Lounge, which I Googled and it's permanently closed.
I feel like they went there on Ron J.
Yeah,
once.
Maybe they did. They Bad. Did.
They did, right?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of like that Namaste place?
Oh, it's where Danielle
and
Dina had their like
yeah.
big falling out.
Renee, is this when Drita asks the bartender, like, she's drinking with Carla and she's like, what would you do if you were in my situation?
Yeah.
And the bartender's like, I'd stay. Like, I love all of them being like, I just had a baby and then he goes away for 6 years. What would you do? And the bartender's like, I'd stay. And then she's like, well, then he comes home. Then he goes away for 5 years. Then what do you do? She goes, leave him. I would leave.
Yeah, she's good advice.
I would leave. If I just was married and having a baby with someone and they went away for 6 years, I'd be like, whatever, we'll stay in touch. But like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, obviously he's like the parent of my children. But also it's like...
I like, love you, but you also are in prison.
And he's also mean to her.
Yeah.
He yells at her and demands cold cuts
so
at all
rude.
Times. If you're nice, if you're at least polite, I'd be like, all right, I'm still going to leave you. But,
yeah.
But at least I will be like, have fondness for you.
Send you pictures of cold cuts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Renee and AJ go boxing.
And they're supposed to meet up with Junior, or Junior is supposed to meet them at the gym, and he doesn't show up. And then Renee makes a huge deal out of it that truly does make the situation worse than it actually is.
AJ's like, yeah, I'm bummed, but like, I'm used to it. And Renee goes, oh, you're used to it. Oh great.
Your father. Great. Oh, you want me to put the gloves on? Here, I'll wear them.
I'll wear them.
You punch. And
you
she's
punch.
Like, go. And he punched. She goes, ah, I'm going to take that off. That hurt my shoulder. And then she's like, let me put the gloves on. And I'll punch. And she goes, this is what I want to do to your father. And then just starts punching. She's like, I want to sock him right in the face. I want to punch his lights out. And I was like, honey,
you should not
be doing this in front of your son.
Well, thank God she goes to a therapist next. Who's
yeah.
Like, seems like a great therapist.
Yeah, then Renee takes to the parking lot.
Sorry.
where she just leaves a long voicemail, basically turning this into a traumatic event.
Embarrassing AJ.
Yeah, where it could have just been like, oh, he's not showing, like, let's do something else and we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly like that kind of personality that like catastrophizes something
mm-hmm.
and then like leaves everyone involved feeling worse for wear.
Yeah, just like a true hurricane of a person.
Mm-hmm. Renee in therapy.
She goes, to start off, I want to kill my ex-husband. And then the woman kind of looks at her and she goes, I don't actually want to do it. And the woman goes, you're not actually going to do it. And I was like, damn, she has to like make sure, because Renee
be very clear,
because Renee
don't
could
have intent.
Yeah,
she's like, no, nothing like that.
Yeah. Because Renee could get him whacked.
Yeah. Could she at this point?
Yeah.
Can you do that as
If your dad, no, I'm telling you, the people that go down, they get like treated with like a lot of respect. They get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Their families.
Yeah, I guess you can like ask for favors or whatever.
The therapist was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
And then Renee really confronts her own pain, where the therapist is like, where does this leave you and everything? Mm. And Renee like basically says she doesn't matter at all in the scheme of her family. Doesn't matter to her husband. Doesn't matter. Like, it's sad because it's true.
I don't think anyone's ever asked her that before.
And she doesn't get to like put herself
first.
Poor Renee.
I know.
I want her to heal.
Me too. I like her.
And it's the position she's in, just like with her son and everything. Like, it's got to feel like a lot of pressure and like.
She's basically doing it on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Drita and Karen go out for like a girls' night at this club. You see them like cut the line. They're wearing their fur. Drita's wearing a sexy leopard dress.
Drita goes, I want to be out. I want to drink and go dancing. Karen, I love her. I was like, where are your daughters?
Karen like hates Drita. I think
she's trying to get close so she can get information and then just like fuck her over.
Yeah, she's getting revenge on all these women.
Yeah, she's like gonna just take all the information they tell them and then like publish her book.
She goes, Drita looks the same, just a little more mobbed up. I was like, damn. And she goes, she continues to downplay my relationship with Lee. Like, it was a huge relationship in my life. I lived with him.
That was like her man.
That was her man. They fucked under the same painting that's hanging up in
That's crazy.
Drita's house. And Drita keeps, I think Drita's in denial about that her actions were kind of.
That she went and fucked her best friend's man. Stole her best friend's man.
Bad friend move.
It's not good.
Bad female friend.
Also like.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
And Drita then, I mean, it's almost even, well, it kind of depends. Like, were they, what was the breakup like? Were they, like, deeply in love? Like,
I think, no, I think it depends on, like, look, shit happens. It depends on how close they were. It seems like they were close, though. And it seems like Drita is, like, intentionally
glossing over/reducing
the, like, the importance of the relationship, mm-hmm. which I think is, like, kind of lousy.
Yeah, and I think by telling Karen about her own her marital problems with Lee, it then further reduces, like, it minimizes Karen and Lee's relationship in a way. Because it's also, like, why are you telling, like, me this of all people?
Well, Karen goes, been there, done that.
Yeah, like, she got out of the situation.
Yeah.
Thankfully for her.
She goes, I'm going to keep my eye on Drita.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you are.
Keeping my eye on you.
She's like, I'm going to keep. And then you see her like later in the night hug her and she puts like a bug on her.
Yeah, she. I feel like it's not going to work out well for Karen and the girls.
No way.
And then Drita gets. Lee calls Drita. Oh, sorry, I'll start over. Then Lee calls Drita.
The next day. And
the
it's
next
like,
day.
She's clearly like hungover probably and like in a bad mood.
He's like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm fucking cleaning.
I hope the girls were at school.
Yeah.
Because like this was an insane moment.
You can't
anger.
Like have these children overhear fights like this. Also, the way they talk to each other is insane.
Well, he goes. She goes, I ate that package that you're probably calling about. And he goes, I am calling about the package. She goes, I ate it. There is no package.
There is no package. You didn't get the package because you shouldn't be eaten.
Yeah.
She goes, when the fuck are you coming home? I need to know. And the way this was shot with like the blinds, like the sun through the blinds, I was like, this is gorgeous. It's like a soap opera.
It is. And he goes, shove that package up your dirty pussy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Is this your...
He was like, that's what I'm calling about the package, you fucking bitch. And then she's like, fucking bitch, you're a son of a bitch. Like, they are basically just like sons of bitches back and forth. And then he tells her to shove the package up her cooch. I was like,
oh, did
whoa.
He say cooch?
I thought it was like, I couldn't tell if it was
four. I thought it said pussy.
It was just way, totally asterisked vile. Out. So it was either cooch or twat or pussy. Either way, not like a thing that you want your husband to tell you. No,
calling your wife a fucking bitch is like insane. They like hit each other.
Yeah.
Right?
How do they even like know? They can't even really know each other.
No, they don't. They don't have any. Their relationship is just built comprised completely of drama and like high stakes. And that's, they never got to have like mellow time with each other. Cause he was always like going away, or the threat of going away was there. So now they just, their relationship exists at like an 11, and it's just complete volatility at all times.
And like, he doesn't know his daughters. Like, he literally, she lives a life that he can't even like conceive of what her day to day is, because he's never been around. Like, he spent more time in jail than he has with her at home.
Yeah.
Like, knowing what she does with her days.
He doesn't know her. They don't know each other.
They have no idea. Like, and to stay then just connected to this person for that long?
Yeah,
that'd be
just
draining.
I think they're both exhausted, but he's a pig.
Yeah. He's a cold cut pig.
You fucking bitch. It's like, oh my God. And then she takes the phone cord after she hangs up and just rips it off and throws it on the floor.
I love at one point in their conversation, he says something and then she just throws like a cup on the floor and listens to it like clang. She wants him to hear it clang too.
Oh yeah.
They're like, they communicate in clangs.
maybe it's a code.
It is. At that point, like, there are certain things that you have to do, like, sound-wise to, like, show how angry you are.
Yeah.
And when words aren't enough, so you just, like, let things clang or, like, shove a drawer shut. Like, you have to create kind of the mise-en-scene so the person on the other end of the phone can understand, but he'll never understand because he probably doesn't even know what the house really looks like.
He probably doesn't remember, like, what his kids look like.
Like, he doesn't care
no
about her
or
his
daughters.
Children or like being home.
No,
why would he?
Gets meat and bell peppers
and some olives
and
mozzarella.
He and probably like drinks.
Yeah, prison seems like a pretty cush deal for him.
Do you think they have like conjugal visits?
Hard to say. She says she doesn't go up there and visit that much because it's a pain in the ass to drive 6 hours.
Damn.
And that Aaliyah doesn't like seeing him in prison. And Aaliyah doesn't like it. She's not going to like pack the kids up, go 6 hours to go like visit someone in jail for 30 minutes.
12-hour day.
Yeah, fuck that. Like, I probably wouldn't visit anyone in jail, even if I love them like so much. If they were 6 hours away. You're going to go to some shitty city where a jail is located, stay in like a Motel 6, and then like schlep your ass all the way over to then sit in like a sad concrete room and be like, good to see you. No touching.
A mobster.
With your husband that like did all this illegal shit and like put you in such a bad situation.
And like then demands meat.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll fucking postmate you a sandwich, but like, yeah.
shut the fuck up, stop cursing at me, pig.
Yeah, stop calling me over and over and over
and like telling me to shove things up my
my twat
private.
Take that package, you shove it up your pussy.
Shove it up your cooch.
I love, when are you gonna kind of come home? I don't know, 1, 3, 4, 5 years.
Maybe
12. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up and don't ask me about it.
Where's my cold cuts?
Give me my meats and my bell peppers.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
I can only default to a Jersey accent because I like, that's as like, soon as I stop watching, like I practice talking like them when I'm watching the show, but then Jersey is truly where my heart is.
It's radical.
It's radical. Just Renee, this was me alone while Renee goes, you really got some balls. I was like sitting to myself going, you got some balls.
You're possessed.
You got balls.
That's like when I've heard that I read this thing that children during the pandemic started developing British accents because they were watching Peppa Pig. And they were all like developing Peppa Pig voices, which I think is so funny.
That's satanic.
I know. It's like they're getting possessed.
I love right? My little Peppa Pig.
My little Peppa Pig.
If your little kid turned British all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And then they're just like British forever.
Yeah. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
That the pandemic has screwed all
like,
of us.
We will not know the long-term effects of the pandemic, but then there will be like a crop of little Peppa Pig kids that...
Who like on their wedding day are like, I do.
No, I do. I love you.
I love you too. You know, and their parents are like...
It's Peppa.
Damn. So we get like a preview of what's to come of next week.
All I could see is like Renee screaming and pleading with people. Renee is just like pleading with one person after the other, just tears streaming down her face, screaming, begging people for what? I can't really say.
Well, it's, I think Junior's going in.
Oh, back to prison?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he gets, I think that's maybe why he wasn't there.
Oh.
He got, there was like a sting, I think.
Oh, there was really...
Did you see the preview?
I kind of... But I was just so... she just was screaming, and I was like, she's just in a place of scream. I can't really tell.
There's a part where she's like crying in the living room watching CNN, and they're like... The police just conducted, like, a huge bust of all these crime families in New York, and I think Junior was... And you just see Renee go, oh! Oh, God, it's happening again! I can't handle it!
And then she just goes into wailing, screaming mode. She's like following she's like AJ true, around. She's a true ghost of a woman.
She's a true Italian.
She's
like
a banshee.
She's like an Italian widow that like cries in the village, you know, like back in.
Oh, Mario. She says of her husband that's been gone for decades. Yeah. You can't even bring him up without her.
Have you seen my husband, Mario? He picks the bell peppers and he has a pepperoni.
And she just defaults to following AJ around, scream weeping. And you can tell he's like, get the fuck away, from,
away
me.
From me. I have a 40.
AJ, please don't leave me.
And he's like, get away from me. I have a 46 average and I need to go like take care of things.
Literally, I'm failing gym.
What do you want me to do about it? I'm failing gym.
I'm literally 16. I'm not even
a Where are you going?
Please.
Where are you going?
I hate that. You just being too close to your son in that way. Being like, please don't you please don't leave. And your son being like, please stop, mom, please.
Just following him around the house.
I had no idea that he was really in jail. That's why I thought she was just being dramatic when she calls Junior and she goes in this parking lot. She's like, and I don't know, God forbid you could be in jail. I don't know where you are. Where are you? God forbid, jail?
He's in jail.
He's literally arrested.
He gets arrested.
Fuck.
Where are you going now? He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, I'll wait.
Please don't leave me. He's like, I have to shit.
I'll wait outside the door.
I'll be right here. Renee.
Are you done yet?
This is another time where soft choke needs to be initiated.
That helped her.
It did. It really settled her down.
It got her thinking about something.
Yeah, and she goes, you know? It makes things sit with her. When you just intervene with a soft choke, she... Ooh, and then has some time to really process what's happening. Wait, question. When does Big Ange come into the mix?
I think she comes in later in the season or season two.
Okay.
She starts out like a friend of, and then...
And then she swiftly takes over.
Oh, I love the wise guys. I love the way they buy me things. They buy me gifts. And what does that sound?
I love a man in jail. All the good ones are in jail.
Give me a man. He was in jail.
Oh.
I love the white guys because they buy me. They buy me furs. They buy me cars. They even buy me a house. So I love the white guys. I love hanging out with them. literally how she sounded.
R.I.P. to the real fucking queen. She was a good one. She gave and gave.
Gave and gave. So, guys, we have a lot to look forward to.
There's so much on the horizon. We're really back in a real Staten Island way.
So, everyone,
follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
Follow Lars at Lars Marie. And please, again, send us in any Staten Island lore insights. If you grew up there, if you know any of these women by chance, or like affiliations with any of them.
Record a voicemail. Record a voice note on your phone.
Take
your phone out.
Tap your phone.
Tap into it. Open up your voice notes.
Record your family.
Record your enemies and your friends, because you never know who you can trust.
Yeah. Always got leverage. Collateral.
Collateral is the name of the game. Send it all to sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.